Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Len Fasano's with us, the Senate Republican President pro tem. And we're talking about some cuts that were made, additional cuts that were made by the governor. Len, first of all, good morning. Thanks for being on.
Ray, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you and all your listeners.
Yeah, well, not so much for those of you that are looking at your property tax bills, which will probably have to go up.
Yes. You know, I really don't understand this guy. I've worked with him a long time. And he does things like this, which really make no sense. And I don't know if it's ego. I don't know if it's just a sense of he has to be the key person. I don't know what it is. But what he did on Friday by making cuts to municipalities, when Republicans and Democrats passed a budget, gave him a blueprint for achieving the goals, and he decides to ignore it and go on his own path, which, by the way, is the original path he wanted to do way back when, which is to go after municipalities. I don't get him. You know, we did a historic budget. You have a bipartisan deal struck, and he wasn't a part of it. And he just can't stand that.
Well, I mean,
so he's got to do something.
Let me ask you. I mean, I'm looking at these cuts, and I was talking to Betsy Garry yesterday. $91 million, okay, would be cut, depending on the size of the district, the wealth of your school district, so on and so forth. That was there. What drove him to, in other words, was the budget that was passed by a bipartisan effort right there, which in this state is an absolute total surprise. What was wrong with it? I mean, I don't get it. I mean, it seemed to me that it was supposed to work, although we do know now that there are going to be additional deficits. Is that what drove it?
No, because the additional deficit doesn't play into this yet. Now, I will also say that yesterday he came out and argued, by the way, there are more expenses than what anybody ever thought, and therefore now we hit that trigger, which requires the governor in his own mind to issue a new budget to the legislature. I don't understand this guy. I really don't. You know, Ray, here's the problem. You're right. No one thought we could do it, and we did it. No one thought we could do it, and we did it. We got it done, and it is something that is going to work, and he can't stand that he wasn't a part of it. His ego just won't let go. And just the arrogance of saying, well, you know what, if you can't afford the 5%, you can't run your town. This is a guy who has yet to pass a balanced budget, lecturing municipalities on what they can absorb and what they can't absorb.
Now, you represent East Haven, North Haven. And
North Haven, East Haven, and Wallingford, yep.
Right. And as you take a look at those town budgets, those are your constituents, those are your towns, what are they telling you about the 5% cut? What's that going to do to them?
Well, I will say this. Wallingford was almost $2 million. And Mayor Dickinson was saying that's a huge hit to us. And it is, especially when it's not necessary, right? It is not necessary. It's this guy having to do something to cause a problem. I try not to be so critical of this guy. I've tried to work with him. When he has said certain things, I've supported those things. Even if I agreed 90% with him, I didn't play the politics. No matter what he says, he's wrong. And I look at him, and I know the Democrats feel the same way, but they're of his party, which is, unless you're 100% lockstep with the guy, you're his enemy. Len, that's how he views his life.
Senator, okay, so here we are. Let me just back up a minute because we only have about a minute here. What would you do? Then, okay, you do apparently have a shortfall. It's there. Revenues are not quite where we thought they were going to be. That happens often. So what do you do?
So the shortfall is $174 million. And that isn't what his budget attacks, by the way. What he did had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
But we're $174 million short. $90 million of that is federal money that didn't get to the state. So we're $80 million off on a $17 billion, almost $20 billion budget. That's not so bad.
Yeah.
And we can fix this, and we should go in and fix it. But what he did is forget about the budget deficit. He didn't even talk about that. What he did was took our budget, made the changes he wanted, and said, this is what I'm doing. And okay. The rest of you, I don't care about.
Well, I'm going to guess that you two are not beginning to get together over the holidays, but I understand this.
He's very welcomed over my house. So.
Okay. Can I come over too? I think we have a pretty good time over your place. Senator Fasano, thank you much for being on. Please stay in touch with us, will you? Have a great Thanksgiving, okay. By the way.
You too. Thank you.
Take care of yourself.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.